Anatomy and Physiology, Gulf Coast State College. Today we're going to have a short but very important discussion about the hepatic portal circulation. Let's begin with a definition. What is a portal vein? A portal vein is a vein that carries blood from one capillary network to another capillary network without first passing through the heart. Now let's stop right there. Is that the normal, typical situation? Of course not. This is a very special kind of a vein, and there's only a couple of them that we'll talk about in A&P. What's the purpose of this magical structure? The short story is, and you just write it down right here, it's quick, it's efficient, and it's safe. I'll give you some specific examples coming up on the next slide. How do we name portal veins? Portal veins are named by the location of the second capillary network. In English, and what's easier for me to remember is, the portal vein is named by where the blood is headed to. So, for example, the hepatic portal vein tells me that the blood is headed towards the liver, because hepatic or hepato is the root word for liver. Let's take a look at this setup. This is a great drawing from your textbook showing you the liver. This is the metabolic powerhouse in the body. You could spend 2 years just studying functions of the liver. It truly is absolutely phenomenal. Then down below, we have lots of the guts, including the stomach and the small and large intestines. Also got a spleen tucked off to the side here. The spleen's not really part of the digestive system, but the spleen does have its venous blood drain into this system, so we have to mention it. Here's the deal. Venous blood from the gastrointestinal organs, which include the stomach and the small and the large intestine, and also venous blood from the spleen, are first carried to the liver by the hepatic portal vein with double stars. You gotta call it the hepatic portal vein to be exactly correct. So here are all the veins. I'm tracing on all the veins draining blood from the guts and from the spleen. And that venous blood all merges into this wonderful structure called the hepatic portal vein, which is transporting that blood to the liver, to the metabolic powerhouse, where a lot of metabolic processing is going to be performed. Then the blood from the liver is going to exit the liver through some veins called hepatic veins, and then those veins are going to drain into our old friend, the inferior vena cava, which you know is headed toward the right atrium of the heart from below. But what is the beauty of this system? Let's check it out. Here's what we'll learn in great detail in the digestive system, but just a little teaser right now. When you ingest anything, food, liquids, nutrients, toxins, drugs, whatever you put in your body, it's going to get absorbed through your guts into these veins. And those veins are going to take everything you just ate or drank, all the good, all the bad, all the drugs, toxins, microbes, nutrients, water, whatever. It's going to take it and move it from the capillary network of all these organs, merge it all into this vein called the hepatic portal vein, and deliver it to the liver for processing inside the liver through its intense and diverse capillary network. So there we have a portal vein going from the capillary network of all these organs to the capillary network of the liver without first passing through the heart. And again, who cares? What's the purpose? Someone just said, oh, that sounds cool, I'll make it like that. No, the design has a purpose. Everything you eat or drink, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is going to get first delivered to the liver. And that's perfect because the liver is a metabolic powerhouse. It's designed to metabolize all the food and the nutrients that you ingest so they can be delivered to your body cells to nourish them. It's also designed to metabolize and process drugs and toxins. So the beauty again is you're not going to shoot all the drugs and toxins first to the heart. If you do that, the heart's going to shoot it to your brain, to your kidneys, and all your other organs and possibly damage and contaminate them. But the liver is designed to handle that kind of a hit. You may have heard that you can actually take out a piece of a liver or damage it, and the liver is one of the rare organs in the body that can actually regenerate itself. So what better place to shoot things like drugs and toxins? Because the liver can usually take that hit. Even if the liver is overwhelmed by those drugs and toxins and you end up with liver failure, yeah, that's bad. But, you know, you can treat it. Maybe, you know, maybe you'll end up with a liver transplant. But ending up with liver failure is still better than ending up with multi-system organ failure. I mean, frying the liver alone is better than frying your brain and your heart and your kidneys and your spleen and your liver and everything else in your body. So yes, this is a beautiful design. The example I like to use to demonstrate the beauty of this system is this. Let's say that these intestines are New Jersey. And in New Jersey, let's just say there's lots of drugs, lots of toxins, but there's some good stuff too. They grow some fruits and vegetables there, like peaches, for example. And no offense to anybody from New Jersey. I'm just saying, let's just make an example that the intestines are represented by New Jersey. And those are all the ingredients that you want to get to a processing plant. Let's say the processing plant is in Cleveland. And of course, the processing plant in the body really is the liver. Do you really want to take your dump truck here filled with all the ingredients from New Jersey, all the toxins, all the drugs, all the waste products, and all the goodies too, like the fruits and vegetables? Do you really want to take them and drive them all the way around the country and stop in Topeka and Sacramento and San Francisco and Chicago and then eventually get to Cleveland? I mean, think what's going to happen along the way. You're going to pollute the whole country. You're going to dump all kind of drugs and toxins all over the place and damage all the other cities. Plus, probably some of the good stuff, like the fruits and vegetables, are going to fall out of the truck, and you're going to lose some of the good stuff all along the way. So what an absolutely tremendous system to have a straight shot from the place where you have all the ingredients, again, the intestines or New Jersey, and just take a straight shot to the processing plant in Cleveland, which would be the liver. Again, overall, what do we have here? Something that's quick, it's safe, and it's efficient. It's a really beautiful design. The design matches the purpose. Over and over again, I hope you see that's the beauty of anatomy and physiology. This next slide has absolutely nothing new. It's just one of those flow diagrams from your book. If it helps you, wonderful. If it doesn't, again, there really is nothing new here. I wanted to emphasize the importance of anastomoses and collateral circulation. We would have many more problems if we didn't have this. Remember, an anastomosis is a junction of two or more vessels in a common location so that we could supply an alternate route for blood flow. That's called collateral circulation. That gives us this beautiful, rich blood supply in the heart and this beautiful, rich blood supply of the brain we discussed. And if we didn't have anastomoses and collateral circulation, we would have many more devastating heart attacks and strokes. So thank goodness for that beautiful design as well. These last two slides are just summary slides. I know when you first look at them, they look real busy. They might look overwhelming, but they're just really nice summaries of what we talked about. Really nice to go back to and follow the flow. Remember, trace blood in the direction of blood flow. When you study your arteries, study the blood flow by tracing the blood vessels away from the heart. When you study the venous system, study the veins by merging the blood towards the heart. And that's a great way to get it down. Well, that's all I have on the vascular system, and I hope that info has been useful to you. We'll see you on the flip side.